from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, December 21st. Coming up, health departments across the state are being challenged by the latest wave of COVID-19 hospitalizations and infections. That includes keeping up with contact tracing. We'll hear from Doug Toole with the Vermilion County Health Department in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Illinois Department of Public Health yesterday reported a new record number of COVID cases in 2021. As Hannah Meisel reports, Illinois' healthcare system is already stretched thin as COVID's more contagious Omicron variant looms.
IDPH reported more than 12,000 new COVID cases on Monday, from a total of more than 191,000 tests. Illinois is seeing more COVID testing than at any other point during the pandemic, but despite the suppressing effects more testing can have, the state's test positivity rate has been creeping upward too. The number of new COVID patients admitted to Illinois hospitals each day has nearly quadrupled in the last 8 weeks. Officially, there are only 16 lab-confirmed cases of COVID's Omicron variant in Illinois, but public health officials believe the true number is much higher. Unvaccinated people and those without a booster are far more susceptible to COVID than those who've gotten boosted. According to state data, 37% of fully vaccinated Illinoisans have now received a booster shot. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The University of Illinois announced yesterday that it will delay the start of in-person spring classes on its Urbana campus by 1 week. Chancellor Robert Jones said in a mass email that the first week of classes next semester will be online starting Tuesday, January 18th. U of I epidemiologist Becky Smith says that one-week buffer period will give students plenty of time to get tested twice before returning to in-person classes on January 24th.
That 1 week of online classes is to allow the logistics of having students test twice at least 3 days apart after returning to town.
Campus officials are also requiring faculty, staff, and graduate students to test negative twice for COVID upon returning to campus in January. They're requesting that those two tests be completed before January 15th to beat the rush of undergraduate students needing to test. Jones said in his mass email that campus officials are still considering whether to require a COVID vaccine booster shot for the spring semester, but they, quote, strongly recommend that everyone eligible for a booster shot get one if they have not already done so. Public health officials are pleading with the community to take all necessary COVID precautions ahead of holiday gatherings to help ease the burden on hospitals. Dr. Robert Healy, Chief Quality Officer at Carle Health, says there are more patients hospitalized with COVID now than at any time since December of last year. Healy says Carle's hospital staffing levels are similar to where they were at that time, but there's one difference.
What we're seeing, though, is that more people are getting infected this year. And those are breakthrough infections because we're over 90% vaccinated at Carle Health.
Deb McCarter, chief nursing officer at OSF Healthcare, says OSF is in a similar situation with breakthrough infections among staff members keeping doctors and nurses away from work. Both Healing and McCarter say the best way to reduce severe illness from COVID is to get fully vaccinated, including a booster shot. They also encourage people to get a negative COVID test result before attending holiday gatherings. Health officials reported more than 140 new COVID-19 cases in Champaign County yesterday. The number of active cases is just shy of 2,000. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 93 patients hospitalized with COVID, the most so far this year. 18 of those patients are in the ICU. Across Carle's five-hospital system, 83% of the patients hospitalized with COVID-19 are not fully vaccinated. 81% of patients in the ICU are unvaccinated. Still to come, we'll hear from Vermilion County Health Department Director Doug Toole. He'll talk about the county's current challenges with COVID-19. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
The new documentary series Age of Nature explores humanity's relationship with the natural world. It features visits with scientists and conservationists who study the ways we can restore our planet. Age of Nature underscores the complex, interdependent connection between people and our environment. It's an honest but hopeful look at the human impact on the natural world. You can stream this and other similar specials right now with WILL Passport. Learn how at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Rising COVID cases are putting pressure on contact tracing in Vermilion County. Doug Toole, the director of the Vermilion County Health Department, says contact tracing is a large part of stopping the spread of the virus. But with more staff off for the holidays and cases continuing to pour in, Toole says it's not a good situation for a county with a low vaccination rate. IPM student reporter Farah Anderson spoke with Tool about why contact tracing is important for stopping both the spread of COVID and misinformation about the virus.
So can you tell me why contact tracing is so important? Are you guys the first people someone might hear from that they're positive for COVID? And how exactly does the information contact tracers provide help?
It's rare that we are the first time someone's hearing about it. It does happen, but for the most part, they get contacted by the lab or it ends up in their medical records, MyCarl. They can log into that. And when Shield testing does it, I get a text message. I can just log into it and see what my results are. So it's rare that the contact tracer is the one giving them the news that they're COVID positive. Most people have it, but if it takes us a while to get to them, then that's when some of that misinformation starts to spread and work against us. Like, oh, I hadn't thought, my kid's not showing symptoms. I thought they could still go to school. Or my spouse has been fever-free for 24 hours, so I just figured he could go back to work. It's like, no, he's still got to be, he's still contagious. I'm glad he's feeling better, but he's not there yet.
So because people might be spending a lot more time around people for the holidays, how does contact tracing vary from person to person? I assume it could be, a vast range of numbers of people you have to contact based on who the person who tested positive could have been around.
Some people you talk to when you're doing your contact tracing live alone, work from home, and their hobbies are, playing video games online. Love those people because we don't have a lot of close contacts we got to deal with.
Right.
Other people you talk to are like, oh, yeah, I routinely get together with, I just took a drive with my sister and her husband to go shopping. So I guess they're both close contacts we have to contact. And then, I've got five kids in the home. So it's like, oh, wow, that's a lot of work to do. So some cases are very straightforward and simple. Some are very time consuming.
So you're already pretty overwhelmed with the cases that are coming in now. And kind of from what you're saying, there might be more cases that are coming in as people are getting together for the holidays. So am I kind of right in saying that you kind of have two sides here? You have people who are wanting to take off for, the holidays for contact tracing. You're not able to get as many people in to do contact tracing, but you're also getting more cases at the same time.
You certainly are. We're seeing 100 or so new cases a day, 7 days a week. That's a lot to keep up with. I've got people working on COVID stuff a lot of days during the week from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. We can only devote so many hours to this, and the number of cases coming in is staying pretty constant. That's hard for us to keep up with. If there's another uptick in cases, there are some days that we're not going to be here, which means that it's a bunch of calls we're not making on a couple, 3 days around the holidays. It's hard. I want the staff to have time off. They certainly deserve it, to have some time off to unwind, spend time with family. But then you come in and you just see a pile of work on your desk. And there are a large number of new cases in the queue. You get a call and it's like, you don't want anyone to feel bad about taking a day off.
That's Vermilion County Health Department Director Doug Tool. As of this week, the county has a test positivity rate of almost 11%. Tool and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent sickness, hospitalization, and death from COVID-19. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see some patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high of 44 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel and Farah Anderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.